MSing About Productions presents MSing About, a podcast about nothing. And apologies if there's an echo, because we're recording this in my, well, my kitchen, I suppose.
In the kitchen.
Where, because it is so hot outside, and but there's tiles here, and we normally tuck away into a little carpeted room, so the acoustics are good, but it's too hot.
It is way too hot today.
It is. So we're going to have a little, please excuse. Hello, I'm Ian Hayden. I'm an award-winning comedy writer who happens to have MS and who happens, as always, to have sitting across from me, Katrina Christensen. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Katrina's a singer, a pianist, a carer, a train driver who knows the website of our sponsor, Solace Sleep, Australia's number one manufacturer of adjustable beds, and that is
www.solacesleep.com.au.
And what are we talking about today, Katrina?
Well, Ian, you set me the task of asking you some trivia questions.
Oh, well I didn't set a task. I mentioned it.
Okay.
I mentioned that I watch quiz shows to see if my MS memory is deteriorating.
That's it. So I took it on board, and you gave me a whole heap of different genres, and I found so many questions, and I'm trying to just whittle them down to a few that we can discuss today. So I'm hoping that
I'm going to catch you out. I know you're going to embarrass me. You're going to make me look stupid.
No, because you'll turn it around to something else like you always do. You're very clever. So
the capital of Peru is Lima. How am I doing so well?
You're fantastic.
Is that one of the questions?
Yes, not now. Oh. I've taken that one out.
Right, the capital of Peru is P.
Well, I've decided to take those sorts of questions out, but also too, I've only got a few in front of me at the moment. I haven't had a chance to type them all up, so we'll see how we go.
Why don't we start at the very beginning?
Well, we're going to start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. So I've got a history question for you.
Oh, history question.
Right. How was your history at school? Any good?
Oh, I did history at university, American history and Australian history.
Oh, So we'll see,
won't we?
Clearly we will.
Yes.
All right, well, let's see how this one gets you. All right, so what woman discovered radium and polonium?
Polonium. I think polonium is actually an element named after the country she was born in, which was Poland. And you're probably talking about Marie Curie.
Ding, ding, ding.
And her husband, Pierre, they both won Nobel Prizes for chemistry or for physics or something. And there's also an element called curanium, I believe.
Wow.
And tell you, how am I going so far?
Aren't you just the smartest?
Did I get a ding?
You did, you got a ding. Okay. And actually, I'm glad that you said Curie, because I looked at that too, and the spelling of her last name is C-U-R-I-E. And most people who are sometimes a little bit illiterate might go Curry, but Curry really does deserve the second.
She's Curie.
She's Curie.
She's curious.
All right. She was.
Ooh, got one.
All right, here we go. All right, in what year did the Battle of Hastings take place?
1066.
Oh, shut up.
1066, what? Between William the Conqueror and Harold, who got an arrow in the eye.
Wow.
Anyway, all right.
Did he survive? Can't you survive an arrow in the eye?
I don't know. I've never had one.
No, no eye.
Every eye is an eye.
Oh. What's that? Oh,
Fred Hollows.
Fred Hollows, thank you. All right, here we go. On what island was Napoleon born?
You might have stumped me. He died on St. Helena Island.
Right.
Abel was ere I saw Elba. Was he born on Elba Island?
No, he was not.
No, hold on, let me try it. Give me a little hint.
Starts with a C.
Starts with a C.
Yeah, ends in an A.
Corsica.
Corsica.
Of course he was.
Yeah, of course he was.
Okay.
All right, well done. Okay, well, we should have been keeping a tally. So
did I get that point?
Well, half and half. Half and half. All right, give me half a point. So you're 2.5. All right, in front of what memorial did Martin Luther King Jr. give his famous I Have a Dream speech?
Was it the Washington Monument or was it the Lincoln Memorial?
The Lincoln Memorial. Well done.
In Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Have a dream.
Well done. Mm. All right. Well, let's have a look at some general art and literature, shall we?
Ooh.
All right. French artist Degas was famous for painting which type of figures?
Ballet dancers.
Yes, ballerinas. Yeah, aren't you just a cultured little one?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm enjoying this now.
Oh, me too. Which American artist is associated with the pop art movement and created works like Campbell Soup Cans?
That's Andy Warhol.
It is Andy Warhol.
Yeah, he was famous for 15 minutes.
Yes, yes, but he's still
I've seen
famous,
a lot of his stuff. I've seen...
Have you? In the flesh?
No, yeah, yeah, in Canberra there's a whole lot of Marilyn Monroe and stuff there.
Okay, all right, moving right along. Name the novel by Harper Lee that explores...
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, let me finish the question.
It doesn't have to because she only ever wrote one book.
Yeah, but somebody else
she did.
Know
she wrote two and it came out last year after she's dead. Sorry, wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
It explores racial injustice in the American South.
Yes, we had it with Atticus Finch as the lawyer played by Gregory Peck in the movie.
And I am yet to this day to read that book.
Look at the movie. It's a fabulous movie.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And it's on my bucket list. I mean to do it every year. And yet, for some reason, I've got the book sitting there next to me. And
it's only a small book.
I know. I might go home and read it now. All right. What are the dying words of Charles Foster Kane in Citizen Kane?
Rosebud.
See?
Oh. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Good movie?
Good movie.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. Now, I know you'll know this one, so I threw it in just in case you didn't know any of the others, which I thought I was tricking you with. But clearly, you're all over your trivia. But I know you like this one. So, let me finish the question just for the listeners out there.
Back in the box. Okay.
Who played Mrs. Robinson in The Graduate? I know, he's looking at me with these eyes that says, "Are you for real?"
Anne Bancroft.
Absolutely.
And she was only a few years older than Dustin Hoffman, who was her meant to be her... She was being a cougar, seducing the university student.
Yes.
Benjamin
Again,
Braddock.
A movie I haven't seen.
It's a great movie.
I have heard that. I've got a lot of movies to watch on the weekend.
Next.
All right, okay. Let's see if you know this one. But, I mean, it's a 50-50, so I think you're going to probably get it. But in The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
It's totally 50-50 because I've never seen The Matrix.
You wouldn't have,
It's the red pill.
Of course it's the red pill.
I'm a writer.
But this... And I
if it was
the
blue pill, he would have got an erection.
Really?
Viagra.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't take it. What are you saying?
Well, of course you don't take it.
No, I was just going to segue for a second to that choice that you have to make. It's usually not a pill. It's usually a wire. It's usually attached to a bomb or something. And it's like, is it the red wire or the green wire? Or is it the yellow wire?
The green wire.
Or is it the black wire?
The green wire is the earth. Wouldn't be that one.
Well, how do you know? It could be the blue wire
it's
as
always,
well.
No, it's always the green one. It's
earth. Always the green one. So which one do you cut?
Did you
when
see
it's
a movie called Speed?
I did see a movie called Speed.
How fast was the bus have to keep going?
Wasn't
before
it 50,
the bus?
50 kilometres an hour.
I think it was 50 miles an hour.
50 miles an hour, yes.
Yeah, 80 kilometres an hour. Penny?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
That's
look,
not
I've got
fast,
you. See, I asked you one and you both.
You did. No, I did get it. But you know, you asked. I do like those, you know, action movies. So, which leads me to the next question, which
and
is.
And I don't like action movies.
Oh, well, this has got to be one of my all time favourite, and I want to say Christmas movies.
Oh.
But it's not a Christmas... It's not really a Christmas movie. It's just set at Christmas. But this is the argument. But anyway, my question being, because it's an action movie, and I'm sure people have already picked what I'm going to ask you, but what's the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard?
One or two.
Oh, one?
Jeffrey. I don't know.
Are you kidding me? It's the Nakatomi Plaza.
Well, I wasn't going to get that, was I?
I feel good. I've got you. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Let's see if you know this one. I'm sure you will. Mulder and Scully are the main characters in which TV series?
Oh, I'll take a guess and say it's The X-Files.
I would say that guess is correct. Well done. Now, I know you'll know this one, but...
He was addicted to sex.
Oh, yes. Him and Michael Douglas. Yeah.
Not together.
No, not together. Mind you, that could have been a little bit of menage a trois. Anyway, all right. Who is the host of TV show QI?
Now?
Well, I'm thinking originally.
Well, originally it was Stephen Fry.
Yeah, that's the answer, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, I touched on this person earlier, so maybe you might know this, the answer to this question.
Napoleon?
No. So, which celebrity chef had a very public split with Charles Saatchi in 2013?
Well, that was Nigella Lawson.
Yeah, and we were talking about...
So, no, Saatchi, and Saatchi was the biggest advertising agency in London. And probably in Sydney for a while.
Right.
Yes, it was
huge.
Saatchi and Saatchi.
But hang on, wasn't there an actress, Greta?
Greta Saatchi.
I think it was Saatchi too.
But yes, anyway, Nigella Lawson, who was known as the domestic goddess.
She really knew how to knead bread.
Yeah. Oh, you've got to want it as well as need it. Now, I'm enjoying trivia night without the pub.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I could go a glass of wine right now.
Next.
Okay, next, right. I wonder if you'll get this. I have a feeling you will. What is the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's online blog?
No idea.
Oh, really?
Apple.
No, that's her.
Child,
yeah. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy. I think maybe an apple would be a girl.
You need one a day, I don't know.
I only like the green ones. Anyway, so the online blog is called Gloop.
Oh, good. Yes. Yeah. Who was she coupled with?
Chris Martin.
Coldplay.
Yeah, he's now with Dakota. Oh, what's her last name? Johnson.
What's his name, Johnson's daughter from Miami Vice?
Don Johnson. Yes.
Don Johnson. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Well, enough. This is where you're going to pull me up on pop trivia or pop culture.
Well,
I don't know who Billie Eilish is. I only know one Taylor Swift song.
Oh, really? What Taylor Swift song do you know?
Shake It Off. Yeah. Anything since 2012 I'm not very good at because 2010, that was my MS diagnosis and that was my short-term memory went out the window.
All right, well...
But you can try.
Try this one. For whom was the part of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz originally intended?
Gosh, that's an interesting question.
I think it was
made for Judy Garland. I would say Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, yeah, that's it, exactly, yeah. All right.
Grumble.
All right, what diameter is the circle from which you throw a discus?
I have no idea.
Well, you will in a minute.
Hang on. I'm just having to think. It's not that huge. Is it in metres?
Yes.
3 metres.
Close, 2.5.
Okay.
All right.
Next.
All right, so we're still on the sporting questions, I think you might know this. What is the weight of a cricket ball in ounces?
I have no idea. Ounces.
Ounces. I thought you'd be right into this. Don't you like cricket?
Yeah, but I've got to now put it into ounces. I've got to go a bag of sugars.
But you're old. You would talk in ounces and pounds, surely.
I'm going to cut you out. Ounces. 5.
Very close. 5.5 to 5.75.
Oh, mine was always 5. I just whittled it down a bit.
Oh, righty-ho. Rubbed it a bit hard on their leg there, hey?
Yeah, kicked a bit of a stitch in.
A bit of ball tampering.
That wasn't a bad guess. I'm happy with that.
I thought it was a good guess, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, here's a general one, just general trivia. In bingo. What number is represented by the call, two fat ladies?
Two fat ladies. I'm going with 88.
88 it is. That is it. What colour is the 8 ball in a game of pool?
Black.
Well done. Okay, all right. Let me see. What is the most valuable property in a game of Monopoly?
Mayfair.
It is Mayfair.
Mayfair, then Park Lane.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the blue ones.
Two blue ones, yeah.
All right, how many pieces per player are there in a game of backgammon?
How many what?
Pieces per player are there in a game of backgammon?
15.
Well done.
I like backgammon.
All right. What numbers are either side of 20 on a dartboard?
Oh, that's hard. Is it 5 and 1?
5 and 1. Yeah, well done. Gosh, you're very good at this. We need to go to trivia night.
Yeah.
All right, where are human tricep muscles to be found?
Triceps, there's three of them.
Where are they to be found?
Well, the biceps are in the upper arm. I'm going in the back of the arm.
Yes, back of the upper arm. Well done. Which subatomic particles are found in the nucleus of an atom?
Subatomic. In the nucleus.
Yeah.
I'm going with a proton.
Protons and?
Neutrons. Electrons zip about the outside of it. All right.
Okay, which mineral forms the lead in a pencil? The lead.
The lead.
Well, you can read that either way, and I should have read it.
No, you can read that either way.
Which mineral forms the lead in a pencil? I should have read the whole question.
I'm going with graphite.
Graphite, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Right, what is the largest fish in the world?
The largest fish?
Yes.
Is a whale a fish? Is a shark a fish?
Yeah, the whale shark. There you go. The whale shark.
The whale shark of Ningaloo. Off Western Australia, you can swim with them.
Brilliant.
Bloody huge.
Can't say I will be.
Huge.
Right, another science question. Diamonds are a form of which chemical element?
Carbon.
They are also a girl's best friend. Right, what about this one? What colour head does a male mallard have?
A mallard, it's a duck. I'm going with green.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a couple of interesting. What port city?
Oh, I don't know.
Lies at the mouth of the Swan River in Western Australia.
Got no idea.
Fremantle. Yes. Okay, here's an old one for you. An American vaudeville comedy team comprising people called Mo, Larry and Curly were known as what?
Yeah, what were they known as?
Because I'm asking you.
I know. Come on, I should know these.
There's three of them.
Yeah, I know. The Three Stooges.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
All right. In horse racing.
I'm terrible at horses. I didn't know that.
What do you call a jockey's hat and shirt?
Oh, is it a cap?
No, they're called racing somethings.
Oh, yes, racing. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Oh, come on. First letter.
Yes.
Is it racing stripes?
Silks.
Racing silks. Thank you.
Okay. Beginning with M.
Okay.
What's a puppet controlled by strings called?
A marionette.
See, you're doing all right. What
breed of dog? Oh, okay, here we go.
Features on the logo of Mack Trucks.
Like a bulldog.
It's a bulldog.
Oh, just a bulldog? Not a French bulldog?
No, just a bulldog.
Okay, bulldog. Yeah, look at me go.
And good you go, okay. And you've got a 3-1 chance again.
Oh, okay.
Which bird? Makes the longest annual migration? The Arctic tern, the Canada goose or the Siberian crane?
Hang on, you said I had a 1-3 chance.
Well, there's three birds, an Arctic tern.
Oh, I missed that one.
A Canada goose or a Siberian crane. And there is a bit of a hint in there.
It could be the Siberian crane.
It could be, but it's not.
No. And then you hear the Arctic tern and you think, well, that's if you're going down to the Antarctic, that's
how far it goes from the Arctic to the Antarctic.
That has to be the one.
Yeah, it is the one.
Yeah.
I guess it gets a bit warm up there like it has here today and it goes down there in winter and
has a holiday.
Has a peck at a penguin. That's it. That's all I've got.
Oh, well, thanks very much. I didn't sound as unintelligent as I thought.
No. Which Australian... No.
Oh, no, go on. What was it?
In which Australian state or territory is the Mount Stromlo Observatory?
State or territory, the Mount Stromlo? I want to say the ACT.
And you would be right, so we'll call it... A draw.
Thanks very much.
Well done, you.
Oh, well done, you. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. Next time we'll have to have some wine. It's not a trivia night without a glass.
Well, it's crossed the yardarm somewhere in the world, so we'll say bye-bye. Ta-ra.
Hooray.